Bones are amazing things. They hold us up. They support us. They make us strong. But bones have other uses. In the past, bones were thrown by diviners, seeking out the mysteries of the future. Now the bones are cubes, made of plastic or resin, but they still reveal things to us. As they fall from our fingers and rattle across the table, the story becomes clear. Welcome to Bone Throwers Theater, an RPG actual play podcast.
Welcome back to Season 2 of Bone Throwers Theater. I'm Stephanie, sometimes playing Dr. Miranda Kristoff.
I'm Jeff, and I will be playing Sergeant Willis Masters in his previous life.
He had a previous life.
Before he was a tree.
His pre-tree.
And I'm Jeremy. I usually play Captain Orion James.
I'm Johnny. I play Professor Frederick Farthing.
There it is.
We're Andrew Farthing. And I'm Carlin. Carlin usually plays Drayan Renner.
And I'm Jordan, and I, a lot of the time, I play Aurora James, Burned Tail, B-Man, and...
Please.
Now remember, there's a problem for every solution.
Yes. Yeah. So, this is wrapping up our little mini-series between major series of seasons. This is the beginning of season two, and we've been, over the past few weeks, donating time.
Yes,
taking some time. Taking some
Everybody
time.
Take a deep breath.
Yeah.
It's late.
Chi. Center.
Edit.
Yeah. We've been taking some time to go through and just give some background about the character's history, which has been really fruitful and really interesting. And now we get to, speaking of fruitful and interesting, go to the guy who is a tree. And
but he's not a tree.
But he's not a tree now, because he's not yet been...
He's a youngin'.
This is pre-tree-ish.
Pre-tree. We get to look a little bit deeper into the previous life.
Pre-tree-ish.
Oh. Oh, my God. Worst tree pun ever.
Willis, I feel like it was probably really hard for you to leave your old life behind.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think these jokes
Not
are just...
Not as hard as you would think.
Hey, that was a good one!
It was.
I'm not taking that.
I think these jokes are just getting a little too corny, so we're going to move on.
That's not a tree joke.
Yes, it is.
Acorny.
Acorny.
Oh, I thought you were...
Anyway.
Yeah. All I heard was getting a little too corny.
So, Willis, you are one of the youngest people on the mission at the ripe old age of 20, when you began flowering and budding and turning into a tree.
Turning over a new leaf.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Tree thing.
I just can't stop.
It's never going to get old.
So, as we had portrayed in season one for our intro episode for season one, your parents were kind of in a bad situation. You pretty much lived in a double-wide meteorite, so...
Not a bad situation, just a hard one.
There's the title. Willis Masters, double-wide meteorite.
I grew up in a poor family, so it's been tough sometimes, but we got through. My parents are good parents, and they worked hard to give us what we had.
And look how far you've gotten because they've worked hard.
That's right. Work hard and you'll go far.
Yeah.
Work hard and you'll go far.
All the way to a new species.
Yeah. But hey, we're not judging. So, let's go ahead. What was it like when your parents told you that they needed you to pitch in more around the house?
I mean, it. I saw the need, and it needed to happen, so I just did what needed to be done.
That's a lot of need.
It is a lot of need.
So, was it like a particular kind of day when they came to you, or did they sit you down? How'd it go?
It was just a regular work day. They both had to go to work at the same time, and they couldn't afford a babysitter anymore. And I was old enough at the time. I guess I was like 10.
10? Yeah, that seems like a good age to be watching small children.
I sure did.
I was a pretty responsible young lad. I knew how to do the dishes and cook.
Split the wood.
You were really good at those space ramen noodles.
Yeah, I could make ramen noodles. I could make PB&J. I was all right.
Couldn't quite afford the Hot Pockets, but
no. That's right.
Hot Pockets. For Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Thanksgiving Hot Pockets were the best.
I don't know, that might be the episode title right there.
I like Thanksgiving Hot Pockets better.
They couldn't afford a sitter, so they asked me to just watch the little ones, and I said, okay. And I kept doing that while they kept working.
Did they ever talk to you? I mean, like, did they ever sit you down and explain the situation a little bit more? Why don't we go ahead and take a look at that scene and see how it all worked out? In reprising their roles as
Mr. and Mrs. Willis.
Masters.
Mr. and Mrs. Masters.
Masters.
Hey, what's up, Dad?
Oh, how's it going, little Willie?
It's going all right, Pop.
Well, we need you to have a seat. Your mother and I need to talk to you about something.
Okay.
Hold on, honey. Wait for me. I gotta finish these dishes.
So bad.
Marie, get off my leg. I am trying to do this.
Is that robo dog humping your leg again?
No, your daughter.
Oh.
Sweetie, go find your teddy bear. Go.
Hump that.
My God.
Mommy! Mommy! Mom, Bobby's in the toilet again. He's doing a double decker.
Bobby, I swear I will put you your head in there and make you drink it.
My God, what
Mom,
am I
don't
doing?
Do that.
What am I doing
That's
with my
gross.
Life?
Well, then he better stop doing that. That is hard to clean.
Yeah, it's diarrhea too.
These children. Can we sell them to medical experiments or something?
God, it's hard living in a space double wide.
Turns off the sink, comes out, wiping her hands on her apron. All right, let's make this quick. I have to go change your little brother and sister. Brother.
And now, sister.
Now, little Willie, as you may have been able to figure out, because we know you're bright. Things have been a little tight around here, money-wise. And we can no longer afford to pay for a babysitter for your siblings.
Yeah, especially the way that girl eats. My goodness.
The babysitter? Yeah, she eats a lot.
I know, right?
That's terrible.
She ate every last ounce of our salami.
Salami's not cheap.
Right?
I mean, one day I want to be able to afford Hot Pockets, but anyway.
What's she doing, sitting around turning on lights before midnight?
I'm in bed by then. I don't know.
We're not questioning you, son, about whether you're in bed on time or not. We're just saying. Anyway, we need...
Although
this
you
is not easy.
Go to bed earlier if you want to be able to stay awake in math class. Your teacher was telling me.
He's not good with the numbers.
That doesn't mean he can't stay awake and look like he's listening.
I guess. Can you paint eyeballs on your eyelids? At least.
You got makeup, sweetie.
Ooh, awesome. I can paint my face.
Oh, honey, don't you go being a cross-dresser now.
No.
That's my boy.
I just want to look like Spider-Man.
Ruffles his hair.
Spider-Man.
I don't know what that is.
It's an ancient Earth thing.
Okay.
See, he doesn't pay attention to history class, Dad.
And a man, I would assume, honey.
Anyway, we need you to look after your siblings.
Okay.
Since we can't afford a babysitter.
All of them mind.
Bobby, no!
Child, you'll drink it!
Ew.
Go to your room!
Now.
Okay.
We'll double your allowance.
Double?
Yeah.
50 cents a week.
You'll get 4 credits a week.
Nice. I'm all over this.
Okay.
You can trust me.
But
just make sure.
I'm your man.
Now, we need to make it clear, though, when you're watching those kids, you're not just watching them. I want to make sure that the sink is clear. So, you're doing the dishes. You're feeding them. Real food.
Yeah.
Okay.
Peanut butter jelly's real food, right?
Well, yeah, of course. That's good
stuff. Yes. All the time.
Just make sure you're doing everything your mother's asking you to do, because I don't want to hear about it. Because, you know, she will tell me about it.
It's not like you ever listen anyway, you old coot.
Yes, sir.
You old bat.
She just leans down and gives him a kiss on the forehead.
Anyway, thank you very much. You're a good son. I know you always follow the rules, and we appreciate that.
It's because you taught me.
That's right.
That's my Willie.
I need to get off to work and bust some space rocks.
Oh, hold on, honey. I'll get my good nylons on, and I'll walk you to work.
Okay. You're a good boy, Willie. Good boy.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't
see you later.
Take out the garbage, sweetheart.
I won't.
Okay. I'll bring you back some of the fresh bread from the restaurant, okay?
Yes. No more stale bread. Yes. It won't be hard.
They get the bread out of the dumpster next to the dead body.
It'll be all squishy.
Ooh.
Sorry.
That's in the red. Future. Yeah. But why don't we just end the scene there?
Nah.
Oh my gosh. Those scenes are the best.
We could start a sitcom RPG about his family.
2 spinoffs we need to create.
Bobby, I will make you drink it!
The Masters. So what were all the names you listed?
The Masters.
Huh? It was Bobby.
Bobby, Marie.
Marie.
That was it for the ones I listed.
I think there should be a Ray in there. A Raymond.
I have a cousin named Ray.
Alright.
So anyway, your parents need you to watch the kids.
I watch the kids.
You accept the mission.
I accept the mission. Watch the kids pretty much every day until they were able to watch themselves.
So when they were like 10?
Yeah.
Which is about 3 years.
I still had to watch them after that still, but...
Not as
closely. They weren't as prone to almost death.
So what, I mean, like, aside from, like, bathroom hijinks and humping their mom's leg, I mean...
It was just a face.
What else would they do? I mean,
she'd
like
pretend to be a dog. They
like try and parachute off the top of the double wide. Or?
Well, yeah, we all did that, but that's besides the point. Shh! Don't tell mom and dad.
I heard that.
What? So yeah, I mean, you know, leaving it's their blankets reality. Next to the radiator too long, so it would catch fire and almost burn down the house. True story, by the way.
Scientific venture.
Yeah, just things like that. keeping them from pushing each other too hard into the wall. Didn't want to have to fill any holes.
How many forks did you have to fish out of electrical sockets?
Only three.
A week?
No, just three.
A month.
One for each kid.
Yep, one for each kid. I had done mine early.
Yeah.
Learned my lesson.
Hey, all you gotta do is get shocked once and you learn your lesson.
That's right.
Unless you're Corey.
He just, like,
well,
waited
yeah,
for them to do it.
That's a different story.
Okay.
out of game, in real life, I actually, like, intentionally electrocuted myself, like, five different times. So, but anyway.
Again, I say, there's a reason we're just friends.
I've been electrocuted several times. Never on purpose.
I love my family.
Good.
They're fun to hang around.
We love your friend.
what about like school? What was your school situation like?
Well, I worked hard and I got good grades. I mean, reasonably good. I worked hard and I went far. I mean, I didn't do so well in math, but who does? Besides sciencey nerd guys.
Friends.
Yeah. Did you have a lot of friends in high school?
Yeah, it wasn't popular by any means, but I had my own group of friends.
Tell us about Justine.
Justine, wow. That, I try not to think about that one. Bad experience there.
Wasn't she your first girlfriend?
We'll go with almost.
Almost, really?
Almost. We'll go with almost.
Didn't she invite
you? I mean, she was.
Like
she was the girl
Sadie Hawkins
that,
dance, wasn't it?
Something sort of like that. But
they used to read next to each other in the library.
Don't tell people I read.
Mom.
I mean, so what happened was.
She's a sweet girl.
I was crushing on her something hard. She was. Prettiest girl in the class. Thought she was so cool.
What'd she look like?
Dark hair.
Christy Brinkley.
Cute smile. Always had a book. You know.
Any dimples?
Maybe. Maybe
freckles.
Some freckles.
Yep. Freckles.
What color were her eyes?
They were green.
Green eyes and dark hair? That's a nice
combination.
Tell me
she had glasses.
Always.
Oh, what?
Did she have like curly hair, straight hair?
Straight hair.
Straight, long.
Yeah. She knew how to rock a cardigan.
Well, anyways, I was crushing on her something hard, and the most bizarre thing in the world happened. She came up and asked me out.
Why don't we go ahead and zoom in on this scene and see what we can do to
this is
Carlin is undergoing a transformation before our eyes.
He is turning into a nerd.
Well, I mean, we're playing a
would
role
you like
equals
to play
MC.
Justine? I'll just come stand behind you and put my hair over you.
E equals MC Squirrel. That's what that is right there.
You know, you actually kind of rock the look. He's pulled his pants up.
This is what Justine looked like.
He's tucked in his t-shirt. He's got he's tucked
without
in his,
the beard.
Yeah.
You say I had the beard.
Not that redneck.
That's great. We need to take a picture of that and put that on the website.
Justine.
Justine.
Oh.
Who wants to play Justine?
I'm sorry, I draw the line at flirting with my brother-in-law.
Okay, well then
now
I will.
You are.
Well, because of how he felt about it last time.
Okay, the number two usually for the female roles is Jordan. Jordan, are you going to do it? Or
I kind of feel like I have this interviewer role going on.
Okay, so Jeremy.
It's one of you two.
Okay, I'll do it.
You can make Johnny do it.
That's bordering on incest, so
that's
right, I got
weird.
It. I got it.
We'll leave that one not happening.
Okay, I got it. All right, let's go.
Try and avoid the brothers being in any kind of romantic relationship.
Okay. All so right. Let's set up the scenario.
You're going to be Billy, my best friend growing up.
Billy.
Billy.
All right.
Hillbilly.
Your last name Billy is
Hill.
Bob.
Billy Hill. Hill.
Billy Hill. There you go.
So on his applications, it's Hillbilly.
Beautiful.
No lie. I mean, for a while, some of my cousins lived in a trailer park, and this was in deep South Texas, and they had kids named Bill Bill and Bob Bob. I think one boy was even named Duck Duck.
Duck Duck?
Goose. Did they have a stutter?
No, well, no, that's just what they call. Like, there was, like, one kid was, duck, his duck. Dad's name was Bill, and so he was a junior. So they just called him Bill Bill. It was interesting.
Hmm. Anyway, the scene.
Scene. Justine.
So is this like smoother a party situation?
I would think this is like right after class or something.
The Spacey Hawkins dance.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Billy, that girl over there is so pretty.
Which one?
The one with the glasses and the long brown hair and the green eyes and the freckles and the dimples. And the book.
Oh, the book.
Yeah, the book.
Okay. If you say so.
What, you don't like her?
She smells funny.
You smell funny.
Your mom smells funny.
Get out of our conversation, Tommy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess Justine walks over and she's like, Willie, are you looking at me?
Yeah. What of it?
I don't know. I think maybe you like me.
Maybe.
If you like me, you want to do something about it?
Billy leans forward. Corn dogs.
Buzz off.
You want to dance or something?
Yeah.
Let's dance.
Stand up. Go ahead.
No.
Or beef jerky.
Buzz off. Get out of here. Well,
your friend's stupid.
Agreed. He is stupid, isn't he?
I showered today.
No, you didn't. Stop lying.
Yesterday, okay, yesterday.
I shower every day, Billy, and I don't smell like corn dogs. You smell like dirty buttholes.
This situation is so juvenile.
Are we 13
was it, like,
seven?
Middle school? Is it middle school or something?
Essentially. Yeah, it's like middle
13
school.
Or 7.
Is there a difference, really?
There really is no difference between 13 and 7.
Yeah, it's true.
Find your chi.
All right. We're in it. In it to win it.
Billy's just going to walk over to Tommy. He's like, next time you soap. And turpentine.
As what? The deodorant?
Exfoliant.
Alright. Zone in. Zone in. We got this.
So let's dance. Do something about it, Willie.
Are you asking me out?
I'm just asking you to dance. Then we can see about going out.
Okay.
Gotta check out your moves.
Check out your space moves. So they go out. I guess you're going to go out and dance? Yeah. They go out and they're dancing.
What's the local sock hop called? Dixie's?
No. Mauricio's.
Mauricio's.
What is it? Like a samba dancing class or something?
No. I don't know.
It's just an Italian diner.
Yeah. It's an Italian diner that plays swing.
What about Kit Kats?
All right, so they're dancing the like normal music.
Yeah.
You know, like real dance. And then there's a bunch of songs of that, and then all of a sudden it goes to a slow song. It's like, oh. Boom,
boom, boom, boom. They both giggle nervously.
Yeah, they're kind of just like looking at each other like, well. Boom, boom,
boom. Looking anywhere but at each other.
Do you want to dance?
Can you dance to these songs?
Yeah.
Will you lead me?
Just kind of
will.
All right.
All right.
Grabs her. Starts dancing.
I'm doing the slow dance.
I practice with my mom.
Get out. Get out of my head, Mom.
Get out.
Okay, so she...
Slow dancing.
So slow dancing is going well, and she's like...
And he's getting really nervous and shaking a little bit.
You actually do smell really good now that I can get in close to you.
So do you.
Smell like space pie.
Space pie.
Pine.
Pine.
Space pie. It's yellow like and pie. It hangs in all of the...
And she's space like, song. You know, Willie, I always kind of wanted to maybe kiss you.
Mm.
And then she starts moving in.
Yeah.
Oh! 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 Oh, disgusting.
Oh, no. I gotta go.
Runs off.
He threw up on me. And she runs off.
Vomity Justine.
And Billy walks by and is like, an improvement.
Yeah, so that was my almost girlfriend experience. I kind of threw up on her. Oh. It wasn't a good day.
That's really gotta be.
It was the worst day.
Do you think you and Justine could have actually like gone steady all through high school if that hadn't happened?
Maybe, but there's no knowing now.
Yeah. Well, sometimes...
I like how we keep getting progressively more and more southern. Yeah.
That's his fault.
We're like in Texas now.
My country.
My southern drawl's coming out.
So, and yours isn't even real. Mm-mm. So, anyway.
Excuse me.
It seems like that's one of those things where you would love to see what would have happened if you could, but... It's just something that you can't think about. But maybe you can learn from that and apply that to relationships in the future.
Yeah.
Don't throw up.
Yeah.
On Abigail.
It's kept me kind of shy from other relationships, so.
What do you think if in the future that might be something for you to work on?
Maybe.
Maybe branch out a little bit.
And we're going to take a break.
I must not fear. Fear is the mind killer. Fear is the little death that brings total obliteration. I will face my fear. I will permit it to pass over me and through me. And when it has gone past, I will turn the inner eye to see its path. Where the fear has gone, there will be nothing. Only I will remain.
Experience Dune like never before. The Dune Saga Podcast with David, Scott, and Jim lead you chronologically through the novels of Frank Herbert, Brian Herbert, and Kevin J. Anderson. Relive your favorite moments, join in the conversations, and let the spice expand your universe. The Dune Saga Podcast. Ride the sandworm to dunesagapodcast.com or to iTunes for more information.
Welcome back to Bone Throwers Theater. We are now on the Willis Masters centric episode. And we are learning all sorts of interesting things about space hillbilly culture.
And what everybody smells like.
This is a funny episode.
Oh. It's usually, about time. They've been kind of dark.
They've been dark and, like, really depressing. Tense and depressing and
angry.
Oh. My life is a joke.
Tragic.
It is so much fun being me.
That's why we love Sergeant Willis Masters.
And it all started with your folks.
And you killed Jordan.
Oh my goodness.
I think building a red shirt was the best thing I ever did.
You're the comic relief. Yep.
I love that you're wearing a red shirt tonight.
I am.
Let me establish we don't know where your shirt stops and your neck starts.
It's so mean.
I know, and that was a good one.
All right, moving forward in time.
Stop killing the guy.
Oh, God.
He's not replaceable.
I have
edit.
I have since throwing up on my almost girlfriend gone forward in time to boot camp.
Because we're hitting all the high notes of your life.
We're hitting every high note of my life. The best things ever. All right, so I'm at boot camp.
Oh my god!
And
your boots.
Well, the reason I decided to come to boot camp was
because that's how you get into the army.
Yeah, that's how you get into the military.
You want to smell some new smells?
Not those latrine ones.
Oh my gosh! But I wanted to be able to protect the family that I have, and I wanted to be able to give back to the community that helped raise me.
Well, that's a really admirable skill that you want to have. And I heard that boot camp was a place where you actually excelled and found that you,
yeah,
the military lifestyle actually fit you pretty well.
Yeah, I got pretty good at it. I got a high marksmanship.
Didn't you also, but there was one incident that's been mentioned in your jacket of something that happened in boot camp that was a little bit on the
sketch.
Risky side of things, you could say.
Yeah, I mean, an extraordinary circumstance while I was there, anyways.
Well, let's go ahead and focus on that a little bit and see what's going on.
All right.
So, I mean, obviously in space, you don't really have a lot of seasons. So,
yeah.
Everything is inside. But you guys were doing some live-action practice in one of the geodesic domes that had been set up.
Yeah.
One of the few not devoted to growing weed, apparently. So,
not in mine.
So what was your first impression of boot camp when you got there?
It was a break from taking care of my siblings.
Oh, you still had to take care of them even all the way up to.
Yeah, I mean they got so used to me taking care of them that it was second nature for them to rely on me for everything, and it was second nature for me to be there to help them, so.
Yeah.
Didn't bother me too much, but I needed a break from it. I needed a change of scenery.
Yeah.
So.
I can imagine that. What was the name of your drill instructor?
Oh, man. My memory's not the best. What was his name?
Sergeant Jaspers.
Yeah, that's what it was. You were there, weren't you?
Nope.
He just spies on them.
Oh, okay. Sergeant Jaspers.
Sergeant Jaspers.
He just spies on them.
Yeah, he was loud and...
He was kind of like the epitome of the military. Kind of a man's man, wasn't he?
I tried to come off that way. It wasn't really, though. I mean, I'd seen a real man's man before, and he wasn't one, but he tried to come off.
Oh, really? Where'd you see a real man's man before?
And his dad.
Yeah. My dad. My dad's a real man's man. Works hard.
That's the thing, so.
We shouldn't have held this interview at your parents' house.
No, we shouldn't have. But we're here, and there's no stopping it now.
Mr.
Interviewer.
What is your name?
Stone Phillips.
Right. Do you want some, like, lemonade?
I'll be fine, thank you.
We have red lemonade.
What's the difference?
It's if I got a hold of it.
There's cherry juice in it. That's the difference.
I'll be fine, thank you.
It broke Jeremy.
Mom, go in the other room, Mom.
So, from what I understand, frame this for me, because this was a night when you had, like, a live-action exercise going on.
Yeah.
Now, did you have a lot of these live-action exercises?
Every once in a while, they'd have us using live weapons and just to make sure we understood and got the feel for the real thing. And
now, these were slug throwers. These weren't the plasma weapons that you use in the field.
No, they weren't. They had us use those later on after we were more efficient with the real thing.
That was more like an AIT.
Yeah. Yeah, that was... the plasma weapons are more of the specialty... Once you know what you're doing thing.
So this was what, a few weeks into your training?
This was like a month and a half in after we had learned what was going on, what was what, where things were, how to do what we're doing. And we were out there training and I got shot in the foot.
On a live action.
Yeah, it hurt bad.
Let's go ahead. Let's just zoom in on this and see what we can find out.
All right.
So who all was in your training unit at this time?
There was Gregory.
Joe.
Gregory Joe.
There was Marianne. She was weird.
Was there Peggy?
She smelled funny.
Yeah, Marianne smelled funny.
Not in a good
funny.
Way, like just...
Yeah, she just smelled bad. There was a bunch of people there, but the guy that was standing next to me that I got the bullet from, but we're not saying it came from him.
the one who allegedly shot you.
Yeah, that guy. That was Bobby Sharp.
Bobby Sharp.
He grew up down the street from me. He bumped his knees more than several times a day. He was kind of a klutz growing up.
They trusted him with a live firearm.
He was pretty good, actually. Once he wasn't trying to move around, they got him on... They got him on sniper detail. He was pretty good at that.
Really?
Yeah.
Kind of takes some of the, like, you know...
He could hold his hand steady.
It takes the ones who are a little bit on the, you know, kooky side to go on sniper detail.
Yeah. But he was pretty sharp.
Yeah?
Yeah.
From what I understand, you weren't too bad.
Bobby Sharp.
Yeah, he was Bobby Sharp.
From what I understand, you weren't too bad of a shot yourself.
No, I got high marksman.
Yeah.
Expert marksman. There you go. That's the word.
It's no small accomplishment. So describe for me what actually happened on this live action shooting, live fire exercise.
Well, we were all lined up taking our shots, and I don't really know what happened with him, but he swung it down and it went off at my foot.
Just a loud explosion and
Yeah, right, a loud pop.
And next thing you know, there was a whole bunch of people looking over you. What, like you were laying on the ground, wasn't it?
No, it was more I screamed a lot and was staring at my foot watching blood gush out a little bit. And they came over and asked me what was wrong. And I told them that I did it myself. I didn't want the other guy to get in trouble. I didn't want Bobby to get in trouble.
Now, we actually have Bobby here today.
Oh, hey, Bobby.
Hey, Willie.
Bobby, how did you feel when this accident happened?
When what accident happened?
Well, when Willis shot himself in the foot.
Oh, when that happened. Yeah, that was the craziest thing. I mean, we were just standing there.
Just tell him what happened.
We was just standing there, and all of a sudden he got shot in the foot.
It was from your gun.
We was just standing there, and he just got shot in the foot.
That's what happened. It was...
I don't know, Will. I mean, the craziest thing, he just got shot in the foot. Yeah, they say it came from my gun, but all I remember is that I stumbled over that rock I was standing on top of the entire time.
You know you're not supposed to move when you're firing.
But this was early on.
Man.
Pappy always said you gotta move when you're shooting.
Well, you learned better, didn't you?
Yeah, I learned.
I learned better.
I gotta stand. Gotta position myself and take those measurements before I take that shot.
That's right. That's why you're a sniper.
But like you said, it was crazy seeing just standing there. All of a sudden, like I fell off my rock that was standing on top of a little thing. It was just all of a sudden he got a hole in his foot.
That must have been a very traumatic experience for you.
Yeah, it hurt.
I didn't know what to do. It was just bleeding. I said, Sergeant, help me!
Help me! Hallelujah!
Well, he's bleeding, Sergeant!
Preach it!
So, Sergeant Jaspers, I'm assuming, came over.
Yeah, he came over. He was all in a tizzy.
What do you have to say when he saw what was going on?
Well, someone was getting court-martialed.
Oh, that's just in boot camp? That seems a little harsh, don't you think? It would be easier to just, discharge them?
Oh, yeah.
Reprimand. That's sense.
So they, I hear that, though, they opened up a bit of an inquiry, and they found that it actually, from the, like, the trajectory and the number of bullets still in the guns after, because they stopped the live fire, wasn't it found not to be from your gun?
Yeah, but I didn't want Billy to get sent home.
Huh. I appreciate that, Willie.
You're welcome.
I learned a lot after that day.
Good. Don't need you shooting any more people.
Billy, that's my job. Lemonade.
Not that you're not supposed to, anyways.
Billy!
Yes, Miss Masters.
You want some red lemonade?
Sure, ma'am.
I said no.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, Mom, thanks. So... Yeah?
Getting shot.
It hurts.
Probably one of the first times that you've been shot. Have you actually been shot in live action?
Not before then. Not after then, either. They always put him on the end.
Yeah. I would imagine so.
Mm-hmm. They put me on the end, too, just in case.
Now, you had a pretty well-established military career. After you left boot camp.
Oh yeah. And I made sergeant pretty quick.
Yeah. And you've seen some action in other areas, and you fought against the rogues for a while, and And you actually had heard that there was going to be a transfers coming up, and they weren't going to be voluntary.
Yeah, they were, there were some rumors going around that people were being sent to the planet side. No one was really looking to do that, but someone had to go.
How did you feel, like, when you got...
When I got my orders?
Yeah.
Let's act it out.
Yeah. It was hard.
So tell me, where were you when you actually got the letter?
I was in my barracks.
Oh, so it was pretty much a crowded area, a whole bunch of people around.
I wouldn't say there was a bunch of people around. There were just a couple guys in the room. Yeah. I didn't take it too well.
Really? What happened?
Well, if you ask my friend over here, I was almost in tears. Isn't that right? Anyway.
Jared Kristoff, isn't that right?
You're gonna play that scene.
Well,
yeah.
Here's your new assignment, boys. Masters.
Oh, cool. First orders.
Kristoff, here's your next assignment.
Oh, all right, sir.
Well, that.
Oh, sucks. Man. You know, everybody's been waiting. The rumors of people getting sort of volunteered for that mission to the planet. Dodged a bullet right here.
I did not, however, dodge that bullet. I've been volunteered to go planet side. Yeah.
No. You're kidding me.
It's... I don't know what I'm gonna do. I guess I'll just go through with it. That's the only thing to do. Wow. Oh, man. I am gonna die young, aren't I? Nope. Well, Can't do that.
You are one of the best shooters. So...
Well, thanks. Well...
If anybody of us had a chance, it would be you.
I'm just... So sad.
Phillips, you're not helping here.
I mean, just look at his face. He's got, like... He's turning this red color and...
No, that's your face. I'm just worried. Well, I'd best get my stuff together and get ready to go. I'm gonna go call my mom. Ring, 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 ring. Ring, 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 ring.
Hold on. Bobby! You will drink it! Hello?
Still, Mom? Or is that the red Kool-Aid?
Sorry.
What?
Oh, hey, baby! Oh, I didn't expect a phone call until at least Wednesday.
Well, I got my new orders today.
Did you really?
Yeah, Mom.
Who's on the phone?
It's your son!
Oh, I'm gonna pick up the other line.
All right. Bobby? Well, then dump it out. Really? I don't care.
Willie!
Hey, Dad.
What is up, Willie?
I just got my new orders. They're sending me planet side.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm going down to Earth.
You're going down to Earth?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was afraid this was going to happen.
Well.
This isn't right. I'm going to write our space congressman.
Well, now, hold on. Don't be like that. Somebody has to go down after those poor people. And, you know, our Willie's one of the best.
But he's our oldest son. We don't want to lose him.
Yeah, but, you know, we're not going to lose him. Don't you be talking that way.
And you won't lose me, Dad. You won't lose me. I'll be around long after you are not here.
That's right, because you're going to die early if you don't start changing your eating habits.
Mom, leave him alone.
Mom, all that red meat.
He needs it to keep up his strength.
Yeah, but we can't afford it.
Red Kool-Aid.
I said he was going to die early. I mean, I'm going to kill him.
Don't do that now, Mom. Well, I just wanted to let you know that those are my orders, and I just didn't want you to worry about me.
I'm going to worry about you.
Well, I'm going to call you again before I get sent down there. And
good, honey.
You need to come visit before you leave.
Yeah,
have a nice meal. Have some good family time.
Yeah.
Well, if they allow me to.
Mom and I need to go out. We'd like you to watch the kids while we go out.
Oh, shut up, you old food. Bobby can do that now.
They're old enough to watch themselves pop.
They probably shouldn't, though.
Yeah, so. Alright. I'm going to see what I can do about coming to visit before I heading down there.
Willie, baby.
Yeah?
We're so proud of you.
Thanks, Ma.
Just so you know. Oh, and hey, did I tell you I ran into Justine the other day? Yeah, she's pregnant with baby number 3, isn't that sweet?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's gonna be a boy.
That's real good to hear, Mom.
Oh, you know what else? The scariest thing happened. I gotta tell you all about this. You remember, oh goodness, her name has gone right out of my head. Honey, what was her name?
Nadia?
Nadia, yeah. The daughter of the owners of the diner?
Yeah.
She was murdered.
Oh my.
They found her in the dumpster.
Whew.
Yeah, right next to last week's grilled cheese.
I want you to be careful over there, Mom.
No, it could have been me. We got off shift the same time.
I'm going to see if I can't get you a taser.
What's a taser?
It's an electrically charged protection weapon.
Oh, honey, I just carry a couple of your brother's bricks in my purse.
Well, that works, too. Just make sure you hit them before they hit you. All right, Mom?
I pity anybody who tries to pick on me.
Yeah, me too.
I got 15 kids who'll come after them.
15. When did that happen?
What did we tell you about the last 5?
You take on urchins or something?
Oh, yeah, the neighbor's kids.
Okay. Alright. I'll talk to you guys later, alright?
Love you, baby.
Alright, love you, son.
Love you guys, too.
Wear your clean underwear.
Yes, Mom.
You a good boy. You keep obeying your orders.
Yes, sir. Work hard and I'll go far. That's what you taught me. That's what you taught me.
That's right.
All right.
Come home and visit here.
I will do that, Mom.
Good.
Scene. Before scene.
Oh.
As you get off the phone, Jared comes up. It's like, you know, if you wanted to get out of it, you could shoot yourself in the foot.
I'll shoot you in the foot.
See.
There we go. All right. Wow.
Fafa, I love being your mommy.
I think we're gonna go ahead and end this episode on that note. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you for listening to Bone Throwers Theater. The cast is Carlin, Jeff, Jeremy,
Johnny, Jordan, and Stephanie. This podcast is released under our Creative Commons, Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Please feel free to share the podcast, but please do not modify it or attempt to gain financially from it. To find the show online, visit our site, bonethrowerstheater.com. Our Twitter feed is at bonethrowerstheater, and our email address is bonethrowerstheater@gmail.com. Join our social networks on Facebook and Google+. Podcast art was designed by Laura Tress and is used with her permission. Until next time, may the bones fall in your favor. This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.